The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's 11th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I am Ed Jones, owner and founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD and next probably middleweight, heavyweight champion of Eastridge, Clint Powell.
I don't know a lot of bad men and women in Eastridge.
You might not be.
I tried that a few times in Eastridge. Yeah, that's the only way you know what you can and can't do when you know. You test yourself and you go, oh, okay, well, I need to go to a different room. This room's too much for me. So,
well, I just saw some great videos of you hitting, what do you call that? Just
that's
sparring?
That's not the sparring. I was doing sparring another day. That was holding the mitts. Andy was holding the mitts for me. And then he bought this new vest that professionals wear, the trainers that they can wear. And he had a thinner one, but it just, the punches, you felt them. And this one, you don't feel. I've worn it for people.
Wow.
You don't feel the punches. But I was showing it to you because you've been doing it and you're getting back into it and you might end up going over to Andy. I think Andy would help you with your hips, by the way.
I do believe that. I don't have any pain, but I certainly have tightness and I have slowness. And I told somebody today, I said, and Dr. Atiyah talks about this, one of his greatest fears is being immobile for a period of time after the age of 40. Why is that? Because once you start losing muscle strength, you don't have a lot of opportunity to hold on to it or regain it if it goes too long. So I actually told Dina at the store today, she was taking me to my IV ketamine. And when I got done, I said, honestly, Dina, from the belt up, I feel like I'm 28 years old. And from the belt down, I'm about 89. Because I cannot, it's just so slow regaining my strength and my agility. It's no pain, thank you, Dr. Higgins, but I don't have any agility. The reason's because I was pretty immobile for 3 years.
So two questions on that, and then I know you got a list of stuff to talk about. First of all, have you considered going to that stretch zone three times?
Okay. I'm afraid.
Second of all, this is maybe one that you may not feel comfortable answering, so feel free to move past it. Do you think you waited too long for surgery trying to fix it the way you were doing it? I'm not saying you didn't learn stuff.
No, I'm a huge person of really being confident of respecting the unfolding of my life. So, no, I'm not going to go back and say that. And I don't know if I had done it after 1 year, whether my weakness would be less weak. I just don't know.
You think you would have had more muscle mass, though, after?
Well, I actually didn't lose that much mass. Mm. I just lost agility.
Okay.
Now, that happens in a lot of older people who are my age. I mean, it's not uncommon, even for guys in the gym, to lose this agility.
Yeah.
And up till 60, I was agile.
Mm-hmm. And it was, I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We are going to be doing, Caecilia is a posture product that these chiropractors come down and they demonstrate every year with us. And Clint has a big
look. How I'm sitting,
crap.
I'm over here
grin.
Sitting the most unsupportive posture right now.
Oh, you
ever.
Are.
Yeah. As soon as you say that, I wanted to sit up, and I thought, no, I'm not doing that because you made me feel very conscious about posture, and you've got this thing going on in Nutrition World.
Well, that's a good angle on it because it is so true. And somebody says posture, I do tend to straighten myself.
Yeah.
Because gravity is not our friend.
Right.
But Caecilia is an at-home device that you take, you purchase, and you lie on it 15 minutes every day, and TMJ's neck pains, posture is improved significantly. In fact, after 3 days, you generally are about one half inch taller.
What's it called?
It's called Cacilia. Huh. It's with a K. Now, they're going to be here August 8th, and we've already filled up the first day. It's free demonstration. You get to come out. You get to experiment on the Cacilia. So look on Nutrition W under events. And I'm just blown away how many people come and love it. And I bought one about 3 years ago, and I can tell you,
really?
it doesn't work at all if it's in the closet.
Oh.
I pulled it out twice. So for some reason, it's not working sticking in my closet.
So, okay, I'm looking at it right here. That's very unique.
Oh, wow. So unique. They've been on Good Morning America, been on so many talk shows, and the lady who does it is just personality galore. Wonderful chiropractor.
Wow.
Yeah, I love her skill level. On the seed oil scout, again, I go back and talk about seed oils. What are those? Canola, safflower, the Wesson oils. All these oils are terribly toxic, we have found. Well, there's an app called Seed Oil Scout. I want to update people. The newest restaurant added to that app, which I do love to eat at, is Sidetrack on Seed Oil Scout. They're tough. If you get the good rating on there, you've done something right. Well, on the Seed Oil Scout app, Sidetrack is up in Hickson. Wonderful, wonderful quality food. Wonderful. October 26th, we are going to be having a health fair. And so make sure you kind of put that in your calendar. It's the biggest event of the year for Nutrition World. We'll have 70-plus vendors, and we'll turn away about 40 more vendors simply because we don't have the room. But we'll have the police supervision, food trucks, people who know so much about different avenues of health. Where I go do my ketamine, they're going to be signing up and talking to people about the IV ketamine for anxiety, depression, aches and pains. I'm doing it for more for brain health because there's a lot of studies for the neuroplasticity of doing ketamine. And so we're going to, and Dr. White, who's been on here with my glasses that I love to death, that I know I can read better. My grandson, I really want him tested. He's 5. He does seem to struggle with frustration with his eyes going across words. It just does. I can tell there's frustration. And that could be because of one eye is focusing one direction, one on the other, and the brain has to compensate, which is hard work, which is what I believe has been my reason my whole life, that I can't just sit with a book. I can look up and go back to the book, but I have to do that a million times during a book. Well, now I can read endlessly. I never have to look up, and I'm reading, I know, 8 words faster.
Yeah, my son had that issue when he was young. One eye would look one way, but glasses, about a year into it, year and a half, kind of self-corrected. Yeah, he's not had them since.
Yeah, but this is...
It's a different thing, though.
Even a different level.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. White's amazing.
The lenses that he was talking about is technology.
It's technology.
Yeah, it's all it is.
And it's called NeuroLens.
Yeah.
I love my NeuroLens, and he's such a great practitioner. I had a customer today who had COVID and had taken ivermectin. And, of course, Tennessee's the only state in the union that actually legalizes over-the-counter ivermectin, but only on a few pharmacies who've agreed to actually be open-minded and not follow the path of all the brainwashed people. Well, this pharmacy, Medicine Counter in Hickson, that's where she got it. Mm-hmm. You just go online on their website. Before you go, you don't walk in. You go on their website of Medicine Counter in Hickson and just answer a couple questions. They will mail it to you the next couple days. So you got ivermectin. I've got three people right now, her included, that I think would be very sick if they had not taken their 12 to 24 milligrams of ivermectin.
Wow.
Now, I had COVID about 4 weeks ago. I'm a dummy sometimes. I'm better at helping other people than myself. I did not put two and two together till probably day 5.
So you passed that.
I did. I think I passed, and I never actually took it because by the time I did a blood test, spent 2 more days getting the blood test back. I was at day 7, and I was already starting to turn the corner, so I knew better about that. Love, I'm 90% less on Google than I was 5 weeks ago.
Oh, good.
You know, I love to seek. I love to learn. I love to read. I love to look at data. But what am I doing then? I'm doing Perplexity. Perplexity is our AI, artificial intelligence app that does cost a little bit of money. It is so much more accurate than Google. I can look up anything I want, and I can tell that there's not an agenda behind hiding it or selling it. And it actually saves me so much time because I can get the facts 100% without having to go through sites that have agendas to sell you or do other things,
right,
or give their own strong opinions. I just sometimes want facts. And so a Perplexity I'm going to recommend. And what I love about Perplexity is the health advice. You go to Google and type in natural remedies for Lyme disease. It's pretty low amount of information, one. Two is there's a lot of discrediting just of the question itself. Don't discredit my question. If I'm asking the question, answer it to the best of your ability. Well, on Perplexity, they actually give you all the answers. They just tell you every single thing in a very scientific, because the thing is, you can, we will hear from Kurt Deering, who's a pharmacist, going to be coming
right
here. You know, science can be manipulated. All these papers, it just depends on how you position them to make your argument. Well, with Perplexity, you don't have all that. It is actually facts are the facts on so many things. It just is. So, and I did want to mention my Facebook. I did have, during the storm a week and a half ago, had the trees come down on my driveway as I was pulling down at 4:10 a.m. Get up at 3 every day. And I went back to the garage, which was pretty silly because people who know me, like my friend Brian, said, "You will never cut a tree. You're just not cut out to do that. You're lazy." And I said, "I know."
Wow.
So I went and got the saw, and I sawed for about 30 seconds, and I realized—
Chainsaw?
No, a handsaw.
Okay.
And so I just put it back in the car and drove back up and said, "What am I going to do?" Well, I have to work out. So I called, get Uber on my phone. And it took 8 minutes because no one is up at 4:10, I don't think, in Apison.
Except serial killers. I mean, you're lucky you didn't get into a car with somebody that just kept driving.
It was true.
Yeah.
And really, most people on the road are coming home from bars probably when I'm going out to the gym.
Maybe.
A little bit. I was cutting it close. But I go down, walk my quarter of a mile driveway to the bottom, and here at 4:30, they pick me up. I'm at the gym almost at the same time I would have been, maybe 20 minutes late. And I just am thrilled that I
did. Did you get a ride home, Lyft?
No, I had one of my workout partners, Will, took me to the store.
Uh-huh.
And then I had Wysong's family tree cutting service. Did
got
amazing.
Daniel out there, yeah.
Amazing job. So they were there at 8:30. They answered the phone at 7:01 and took care of business just like you would want anybody to take care of business. I love operations who do it the right way.
Yeah. Yeah,
really
they're good. That's a good family.
You've known him a long time, haven't you?
I've known Daniel for quite a while, and I know a few of the other brothers. I played rugby with his brother, John, and of course, his dad's been on the radio show with us.
Yes, he has.
So, yeah.
In fact, I talked to Mr. Wysong just the day before the storm, and so it helped me to pop that name right on the top of my head at 4:10 on that morning with all the trees.
Yeah, they're good. They're good folk.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be speaking to a major event that's going to be happening at Nutrition World, bringing on a new, highly credentialed health professional, Kurt Deering, who's a clinical pharmacist, is going to help you manage your pharmaceuticals if you are a person who feels that you have to have some, and sometimes we do. But let's make sure it's the right ones, the right dose at the right time. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shallowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer? We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host, crazy co-host Clint Powell, and I want to introduce to Chattanooga, to Vital Health Radio, a new hero, power player, someone who's going to empower you to your health like I have actually never even heard of in the country, is a gentleman named Kurt Dehring, who's a clinical pharmacist, and he's going to explain what that actually means. But he will be available to assist people in this city for clarification, education, empowerment of how do we safely and effectively really manage the pharmaceuticals that we are obviously prescribed. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Kurt Dehring.
Well, thank you.
We as a lot of things in life, it's kind of synchronicity. You had a few things go on, and you contacted me through an email, and over the period of weeks and months, we have sat down and just really enjoyed each other's company, because it's quite unusual for a man of many decades of being a pharmacist, and I didn't even realize what a clinical pharmacist was, which is hugely a big responsibility, that wants to actually talk about the fact that maybe we need to be wiser with pharmaceutical use, because it is not the safest thing in the world for everybody. And it is one of the, you know, top leading injuries and deaths in this country of properly prescribed and properly taken pharmaceuticals, especially when it gets to be what we call a polypharmacy. So tell a little bit about your history and what gave you triggered you to kind of delve into this passion you now have to be an educator on this subject.
Yeah, well, I found myself over the years becoming a what they call a truth seeker. Just
I love that.
What is it that works? And I read a book one time, What Works. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's basically trying to get to the root of what things work in life and what don't, why they work. But a little bit on my background, I graduated from the UTC, and my next path was to decide a healthcare path, because most of my family's in the healthcare business. So I decided to go to pharmacy school, and that was 32 years ago. Well, no, actually, I got out 32 years ago. I did a residency, a specialized drug information residency. So that was kind of my passion area because I worked at the Georgia Poison Control Center, which, of course, deals with acute toxicities. And what I've learned over my course of life is we're let my drug information in this part of my life is chronic toxicities, you know. So whereas people acutely overexpose themselves to Tylenol or whatever it may have been at the time, now it's a lifelong, you know, improper health style, basically. Anyway, so I wanted to be in the ambulatory care area, so I actually had to create my own position at Grady Hospital in Atlanta, and it was all about saving money, showing that I could influence the prescribing habits of physicians, which I was able to do really well. And you know, but I learned after a while that I was looking at patients' charts and making recommendations. And of course, your first recommendation, everybody's recommendation is always lifestyle first. And they give it a good 3 months, and then they move right on to the drugs, and they move on to more drugs and more drugs. And I quickly learned that I wasn't going to make a difference just making recommendations, because patients do not buy into just saying, here, you need to do this, or this will be a better way to do it. They need to be given reasons why they're doing what they're doing. And I learned that if I started my own clinics, that I could make a bigger impact, you know, on the outcomes that they were having. But still, I would say the first 20 years of my career was focused solely on, okay, what's the right drug for the right patient, you know, and the right dose, and is there any problems with that? See, you know, drug interactions and not putting on too much, polypharmacy, those kinds of things.
Because you were not filling bottles with pills. You were counseling patients.
Yes. If people don't know what a clinical pharmacist is, you're more like a physician assistant or nurse practitioner. You're working under the guidance of a physician, and they sign off on what you do. But I was lucky in my entire career. I've sort of been independent. And I haven't worked in an area where they're pushing you to push more drugs. They just want you to give good, what they consider to be good health care to your patients, which in my area, of course, focuses on medications. But it really wasn't seeing that the patients weren't getting the true outcomes they needed that changed me into moving towards more of a holistic, you know, type.
So you were seeing not the outcome you desired.
Also, you see numbers. You see good blood pressures. You see good cholesterol
numbers on
levels.
Paper.
You see better hemoglobin A1Cs, but you don't see a better health span. I mean, a better health. It's just numbers, and numbers don't always equate to outcomes.
But most practitioners live and die on numbers.
And the clinical guidelines, which I'm as guilty as anybody. When I first got out of pharmacy school and my first job, I had a board full of treatment guidelines, hypertension, diabetes, gout, headaches, you name it. I had a guideline for that, you know. And then, of course, the industry itself started doing a lot of guidelines. And then you find out that what's behind the guidelines.
Yeah, who's pushing the guidelines, right?
Who's pushing the guidelines? Those? Then you find out that, it's not always on the up and up.
It's not always for the best interest of the quality of life of the patient. It would be what I would think would be the right words to say.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more about just trying to say, okay, here's a study that we did, and here's what the statistics show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go with this line of thinking and this line of drugs right here. And of course, once again, you're still never looking at the root of the problem.
Well, you said something, just real quick, you said something a minute ago I think I've heard through other guests on here. It's we as a society, because we can talk about doctors and pharmacists, but we as a society have gotten to the pill, the microwave healthcare too. You know, fix me with a pill. I'm hurting. I don't want to be big anymore. I don't want my joints to hurt anymore. I want to sleep better. Okay, well, here, fix it through the plate, or fix it through exercise, or fix it through spiritual stuff. Okay, but how can we do it faster with a pill? Isn't there something you can just give me to fix me?
Yeah, get me back.
I don't want to do the sweat equity.
Everybody wants a pill answer, and while it can put a Band-Aid on the situation,
and it's needed at times.
But it really is just putting most medications are putting a Band-Aid on the situation, what I find is actually can do a disservice, because some people are, when they're initially told your cholesterol is high, we're going to put you on this medication. a lot of people are hesitant to take medications because they fear a side effect or what's it really doing to me, the cost of it. And so they're, let me try the lifestyle thing first. Well, then nobody gives them good lifestyle.
That's the problem. Yes, they try to eat a little bit more broccoli and a little bit less this, but there's no coaching on the lifestyle.
No coaching at all.
And they're going to fail. They're set up for failure, so they have to flip back into medication because the system that wants them to have drugs is not a system that's going to help them be assisted in lifestyle management. Now, at Nutrition World, of course, we have coaches that can do that, but you also have great YouTube teachers online. We have so many options, but most people don't really access that because they need helpers.
Well, and just real quick to what you're both building at Nutrition World, my life, if I were to visit you and you were my doctor or physician and you gave me this great advice of fixing my lifestyle and eating better, because you both just said I don't have a definition of that, I also have a whole family tied to my lifestyle. I have daily routines. That is not just sprinkle in better habits. If I don't have definitions for that, that's going to run into my reality real fast, and I'm just going to give up on it because no one else around me is going to support it. This is how we normally eat. This is when we eat. I don't go to the gym. All these things. I got two kids and a wife or husband or whatever, and I'll give it the best shot I can, but it's not maybe enough. And to your point, I don't have anybody like you helping me through it.
Yeah. And a lot of people, though, they'll give the lifestyle, which I'm putting in parentheses, a go, and then it's not getting the job done. So they reach, then they go ahead and take the pharmaceutical route. They take the medication. Some of them have side effects. They don't continue to take it. Some actually don't have side effects. So it's like, okay. And then they found their answer.
They fixed it.
They found my answer. I'm going to take this medication. My blood pressure is going to get better. My cholesterol is going to get better. And not realizing that they've just put a Band-Aid on something. Oh, now I can go back to eating what I was eating.
Oh, exactly.
And doing what I was doing because I've got the pill that fixed it. And once again, it's the root of the problem is, I'm sure you've done 100 shows on, is just the metabolic disease that's going on in our world.
Yeah, you may
processed
have,
foods.
Yeah, fixed your cholesterol, but now you got diabetes or something. Yeah.
And I'm just going to skip ahead to my many years of seeing patients and stuff. Yeah. That after running a diabetes clinic for many years and, you know, feeling good about the fact that I was lowering A1Cs a couple points and getting them below that, either getting them close to the goal range or at least getting below that bad 9, you know, A1C, and feeling good about yourself, you realize, though, that each year that went along, you were having to add on something or up the dose or, you know. And so it was actually a personal thing in my life that changed me the most, which was getting to that point where you're not feeling good because every time you eat, you don't feel good because you're not eating right. You're having the brain fog. You're having the weight gain. You're having the things like that. And then there's, do you happen to know Dr. Matthew Hawley? Is that name?
Just the name.
Or there's a son and a dad. But anyway, they used to run classes, the forks over knives type classes. And my sister and brother-in-law went to that. And they started implementing that lifestyle. And my sister lost significant amount of weight. And kind of an interesting point is that her weight came down so well and her health got so much better that all of a sudden her blood pressure was great. And she went to her doctor and said, hey, do I really need to be taking this lisinopril? Because my blood pressure's good. I'm actually maybe getting low blood pressure. The doctor didn't know what to say. It's like, no, you get on a medication, you stay on it.
There you go.
You know, you don't get off of it. Yeah, and she's like, nah, and she's deciding, I'm getting off this medication.
Well,
I don't need it.
It's sad that the patient has to be the aggressor on that. But again, you and I both know that the normal traditional medical model doesn't have a bigger toolbox. They don't have as big a toolbox as you do or I do because they have no schooling in this. They also don't have any personal experience in the power of food, the knife and fork, nutraceuticals. And what you're going to bring to the table, one is, again, we have people every single day who come into the store who say, first off, I'm concerned about interactions between nutraceuticals, or what I call the green pharmacy, and my drugstore pharmacy. There's not that many, but there are some, and we need to be aware of those. You would be an expert on that. Two is, you know, you're not going to be treating the patient, but you're going to be empowering them with information they can take back to their doctor. You can look at a person's pharmaceutical, and you tell me if this feels comfortable, looking at their pharmaceutical list and giving advice that maybe you should go ask these other questions about what you're taking, especially if they have side effects. And then thirdly is dealing with people's lifestyle. You understand, just like the story about the hemoglobin A1C, We can reach a lot of great places with our blood chemistry through the use of information coaching, discipline, helpers, knife and fork, nutraceuticals, but we need coaching. You are going to be that kind of person. And I'm so excited because I don't know of another wellness center / nutrition store in the country that has ever brought someone like you on. And secondly, I don't really know any pharmacist other than people who write books that have schooled themselves into the bigger toolbox options that you have done, Kurt. So I'm just so thrilled. And I think the city is going to be just well served with the fact that you are here to help them. So is that feel good to you, that kind of focus?
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited about it because what I've been able to do, once I learned in my own lifestyle what works, then you're able to passionately develop a rapport with your patients and tell them, this is what's going to work.
Uh-huh.
What you're doing here, I straight out tell them, and my most recent place I worked was the homeless clinic.
Okay.
And so you're thinking, you really can't make a difference in these homeless patients because... But you can make a difference. Now, they're not in complete control of what they eat, but they can make some choices like totally eliminating the high fructose corn syrup and some things like that, which made a significant impact. But back to my point, which was I was able to get A1Cs down 4 points. Was never able to do that with the medications, but I was able to do it when I started talking to them about lifestyle.
At the homeless clinic.
No. I'm sorry. At Erlanger.
Okay.
And I was at Erlanger. I was able to get people to drop 4 points.
Wow.
Once I started telling them, this is what you need to be doing.
Uh-huh.
You need to be eating this. This is your healthy way of eating here. Eliminating the high fructose corn syrup, the processed foods, you know, more natural foods. And
did you do a Coumadin clinic?
I ran a Coumadin clinic there too.
For several years?
Oh, for 25 years.
Oh, 25 years.
I'm not bragging. I ran the top notch. I ran the best anticoagulation clinic in the country.
Wow.
Anybody with problems, send them to me.
What credentials? I mean, you are the man. And I mean, again, there's no one I know that you could right now in this city or this state, you could call or go and make an appointment that can do what you will be doing at Nutrition World. It's coming up the next few days. So you will be on NutritionW.com as one of our credentialed experts that you can make an appointment with. You can come in and spend 30 minutes or 50 minutes, depending on the depth of information you need. And so I encourage all of you who have yourself, family members, who especially if you have, you know, older parents or people who are really unaware and they're on these multiple pharmaceuticals, sometimes from multiple physicians, and their quality of life is horrible. No energy. They can't sleep. They have gut problems. And you kind of have a feel that part of it is this. You would be the man that could help them take the next step, right?
Absolutely.
I love that.
I've spent 32 years looking over patients' medications and deciding what they really need, what they don't need. And now, ultimately, the patient makes the decision of what they're going to take and not take. And then the physician usually plays a big role in what they recommend. But ultimately, the patient makes that decision of what they're going to take and not. And so I've got 32 years experience of reviewing patients' medications, deciding. A lot of times, they don't even know side effects they're having are related to those medications.
Yes, I bet.
I can't tell you how many people are taking a calcium channel blocker like amlodipine.
Mm-hmm.
Is they got pedal edema, they got swelling of the feet, and they're like, I said, do you have any swelling of the feet? And you ever get any headaches? And they're like, yeah. And I said, well, it's probably because you're on the higher dose of amlodipine. I bet we can get you on the lower dose. Or better yet, how about let's start looking into what we could be doing in your lifestyle. You might not even need to be on this medication.
Yes.
You know. And I don't know any doctor out there, when you change your lifestyle and you got everything under control, when you come back in there, they're going to force you to take a medication.
It is. And sometimes you actually get fired if you don't do what they say. I certainly hear those stories. And again, we're about out of time, but you know, the old Vioxx debacle many years ago, you know, where almost 60,000 people died from a drug that Merck completely probably knew about, but still marketed because profits are a strong motivation. And I really feel that you would also be able to throw up some yellow flags like newer drugs and say, you know, I just don't feel confident with this at this point. We may need to wait some more time for more studies to come out. You are the lighthouse in the darkness for a lot of people that has never been available. So, Kurt, I just am excited, passionate, and we're going to launch you to the moon and help so many individuals in this city who have concerns about pharmaceuticals. Because, you know, I've had to come around the corner a little bit myself, getting 67 years old. You know, occasionally I have to do some pharmaceuticals. I'm okay with that. I don't feel like a failure like I would have 20 years ago. So, but guess what? I am so informed about and use the smallest dose possible, which, you know, dose creates the poison sometimes. And you're going to be the person that can help. Like, if I didn't know as much as I know or wasn't a seeker like I am, I would travel to see a person like you. So I want everybody to know that we now have a real true guru in this town for the pharmaceutical, honest pharmaceutical information. Yeah, honest.
And, and what I can promise you is that I treat every patient like I treat my mom.
There you go.
If my mom, if I got my mom on it, or I would put my mother on it, then I'll recommend it for you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm going to give you the honest truth of what my background and my research and the studies, my conclusion that I've come to, is it worth it or not? You know, because
risk against benefit.
You can risk versus benefit. You can manipulate the numbers all day long. Ooh. When you say there's a 100% increased chance something good's going to happen, well, if you look at the studies and it went from 4 people to 8 people. Mm-hmm. It's manipulating numbers to make your product look better, and I'm go ahead.
Well, we got to run out, but I've said probably 500 times in my last 20 years, a lot of the traditional medical people worship drugs. They truly have. I hate to use the word brainwashed, but they don't have other options because it's not an easy route to get options. You have to be a seeker like you, Kurt. So at this point, we're going to run out of time, but NutritionW.com. You can go on that and look up Kurt Dehring under one of our practitioner coaches. And
Kurt with a C.
Yes.
Everybody wants to say K.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. And book an appointment online, and then you can. He'll be at Nutrition World again, 6201 Lee Highway. Most people know where that's at. And I'm just again over the moon. And thank you for joining us today on Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got inches of notes stacked up of health empowering pieces of information that I came across, which I study every day to do this. I feel the passion with Kurt because I have that same passion. So more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I am Ed Jones, back with my crazy partner, Clint Powell.
Yes, sir.
And I had this interesting little response to a YouTube that we did. I did a YouTube on Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Well, the reason I did it was because we removed it from the shelves of Nutrition World. We have sold this for decades, but because of corporate takeover and the fact that we felt the quality was decreasing, I chose, for the betterment of my sense of peace and also for the consumer, that we removed it. Well, this person here, and we had 2 million views on this video. 2 million.
I think the genesis of this video started on the show one time, because I said you should do one on that, because I remember I used to buy it.
Yes.
And you stopped carrying it, and I asked you why, and you told me, and I was very disappointed because I was just picking it up when I came in to buy all my other supplies. Yep. I didn't know it changed ingredients.
Yep.
And its standards.
But the look, and now that I've posted that, so many individuals have commented on the YouTube that they had seen the change, but they weren't quite aware. But this person said, "Let me guess, you're selling something better, so you're bad-mouthing the other guy's product so you can sell something better. Let me just throw that out." Well, you know me, I'm not going to let that lie. I said, "Interesting take on your story. Let me see the facts." Let's see. Nutrition World has had over 30 years of selling large numbers of Bragg apple cider vinegar, but we believe the quality has been compromised due to corporate purchase and the history of big business cutting cost and quality. Second fact, Nutrition World has probably lost 50% of its sales of vinegar due to the ethical decision that will not be reversed. And I went, let me throw that back at you. I said, I always sleep well at night because I have never compromised the quality of our selections of nutritional supplements or foods. No response.
Any response?
From our, no,
you won't get a response.
No.
And I guess the weird thing is, it sounds really weird, but most stores do stop carrying things when it's better for the customer and the store. That's the purpose of my, you're not in a nonprofit business.
Yeah.
Of course I'm in business to make money. And some people make money doing things not ethically. And then some people, like you, do it making decisions based on ethics. So, yes, ma'am, congratulations. You got me. I am trying to make money for my family and the people I employ. And I'm doing it by selling the best products possible. Guilty as charged. What a weirdo.
You know, I talk about Dr. Saladino, the carnivore diet, animal-based diets. I am a huge fan of eating clean animal-based meats. Now, you can be healthy by not doing that if you have ethical reasons to not. However, I have, in my own life and research and going to the regenerative farms, especially like the one 2 years ago down from Memphis that Ancient Nutrition owns, I've learned that the livestock that actually are in the fields are almost one of the crucial elements of healthy soil. Those hooves push down into the dirt so many parts to this puzzle of healthy soil. And healthy soil, it has to be very like an orchestra. All the musicians have to play very in tune for the outcome to be great. Well, when you only grow vegetables, the soils do not get what it needs to get with the bugs and all of the other components being pressed in there. Well, so all of that said, I am a huge fan of healthy protein and healthy fats and no seed oils. So the question is, if we don't have seed oils, and I think a person like you, Clint, that may, if you cook at home, and I know you do a lot more than I do, what kind of oil can you use if we're not going to use safflower and canola and sunflower?
Coconut.
Bingo.
I have a big, giant thing of coconut oil at my house that I use to put in my coffee and I cook with.
There you go. There's only four oils that are stable. And the reason we want stable oils because they cause cardiovascular damage when they're oxidized. And they get oxidized during the process of making them and using them. So I have 95% reduced my intake of seed oils. But the thing is, again, when you're cooking, like if you were going to fry up something, okra. I mean,
I love fried okra.
I love, who doesn't? Yeah. But if you want to do it in a healthy manner with seed oils, where I don't feel guilty, there's only four oils you can do. You don't know the other. I don't know that. I'm just
butter.
That's two, and you're 50%.
Chai, chi,
ghee,
C H E.
Did you see my sheet?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
and then.
Now, you won't know the fourth.
No, I probably won't. Well, I grew up with my mama using Crisco. So,
yeah.
It's the big slops of that Crisco.
Oh,
my. What's the next one start with? What's the first letter?
T. But honestly, if you had asked me this 3 years ago, even if you told me
turnip
tea,
seed oil. Taco oil. Taco juice.
The last time I looked at turnips, I don't think they have much oil in them.
I don't squeeze things hard enough, man.
No, it's called tallow.
I'd have never gotten tallow.
No, but what it is beef fat. And
I've heard of beef fat. Never.
The official word for intellectuals is tallow.
Okay.
So it's tallow, ghee. What is ghee? Ghee is actually a type of butter, but it's used in the Indian, the country of India, a lot. Mm-hmm. Is what they really focus on. But it has a very high smoke point, so it stays stable, and it's a butter that has milk solids in it, and it's kind of in a way a little fermented. I like ghee, but I don't like it on a biscuit.
No, I just use regular old butter.
I am too.
And coconut oil. Those are my two things.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. But tallow is great for your skin, as coconut.
Have you ever rubbed what's it called now? What's tallow short for?
Tallow is beef fat.
So do you rub beef fat on your skin?
Oh, I rub beef fat everywhere. I take a bath.
Segment 3, 6 minutes and 15 seconds. Awkward. So far, you're batting 1,000 every episode.
Well,
every episode. Bathing and
they're great for your beef. Hemorrhoids.
There we go.
Yeah.
If only you would carry that at the store, it'd sell out.
Well, I am going to change the subject.
As you should.
It's heading down a dead end street.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be the butt of all jokes if you keep that up.
There you go. Throwing out some more ammunition there. Hey, the FDA just approved another daily oral contraceptive, which is awful for long-term health of women. And it is called Opill, O-P-I-L-L. And it's the first oral contraceptive that is available without a prescription in the U.S. Now, there's parts of me that I actually feel that I want more freedom. I want freedom for the people to make their own wise choices. But a lot of people are not empowering themselves with enough information. And so we're going to have another whole epidemic of young ladies who will have a lot of emotional difficulties because they don't see the connection between their birth control pill and their anxiety and depression.
Well, it's called unintended consequences.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And this one is being advertised as a safer pill. Of course it is. And as Kurt Dearing said, you know, we can twist these numbers any way we would like and present a billboard on it. But
what's it called? Opill?
Opill. O-P-I-L-L. And just like my daughter has taught me so much about the copper IUD, that sent her spiraling at a certain point. Not at first, but it sent her spiraling with a mood and difficulties and really lessening her quality of life, as birth control pills did too, which she took for her acne. And she did not see the correlation until she got off of them. You go to Facebook, they have a huge support group for IUD copper ladies, and it is scary, scary stuff because it is portrayed as totally innocuous. Totally. That's a big word, innocuous. You know, I bet you know how to spell innocuous.
It's none of your business what I know how to do, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got a little personal there. My spelling habits are none of your concern.
Last thing on this segment, I found this to be so freaking interesting because I'm a little bit of a geek on some of these, but it's talking about hospital acquired infections. And this actually is changing my life. This study right here has changed my life for the rest of my life because of this one study. And what's happened is hospital acquired infections are deadly, and there's a huge percentage of people. Actually, 12 to 29% of people who enter the hospital get hospital-acquired pneumonia. And that is deadly for a lot of those. Well, guess what they found can reduce it significantly?
NAC.
No, there's no nutrient. No, this is a habit.
This is breathing techniques.
No. And I would have never thought this.
Meditation, sleep.
Nope.
Working out.
It has to do with brushing your teeth.
That's stupid then.
Because, and here's what they did. No, this was a very well-done study where they actually used some strong pharmaceutical mouthwashes. They used placebo with no germ killing, and they actually made people brush their teeth twice a day. The amount of bacteria on your teeth was contributing significantly to hospital-acquired infections. So when they did it with placebo, nothing changed. When they did it with the high-powered mouthwashes, moderate change. When they had them brush their teeth twice a day, significant changes. Significant to the point of, like, thousands of people will live because they brush their teeth opposed to the
like it dying. Should be best practice.
Best practice. Yeah, and the thing
part
is,
of your protocol.
They found that brushing it more than twice a day made no difference.
Mm-hmm.
It took about 2 minutes of brushing, though, not 30 seconds. And that's where I fall down is I'm a lazy brusher. But from now on, considering the fact that this is pretty potent research, I will be brushing my teeth for 2 to 3 minutes.
I'm glad you told me that. Thank you.
I know that you are worried about my teeth brushing.
Well, so let me write that down.
Yeah.
Down. Yeah, I'm over here putting it in my notes. Ed Jones.
Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, little words of wisdom on the few minutes we got left. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio every Monday at 6 p.m. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR on and off the racetrack and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my great co-host, Clint Powell. I wrote something, and I write a lot of stuff. And you know, I don't know about you, Clint, but I have more bookmarks and icons on my computer than almost that can't fit anything else. And some of them are quite old. And one of those I just happened to click on. I wrote the intro to this in 2018, but I actually think I did it earlier, but I think maybe it just got dated a little bit. I wrote on here, I'm in a place in my life where many people feel comfortable sharing their health stories with me, and I feel very honored with their trust. However, the longer I hear the intricate details of how the medical world treats some of these people, the more frustrated I become with the system. Now, this is something that was written by Bernie Siegel, MD, wrote a book in 1990 called Peace, Love, and Healing. And it details a patient who had a seriously deadly disease, and this person recognized the dangers of the negative attitudes in the medical community on his disease, and he wrote what he called Edwards' Credo. He gives it to every new physician on his case. He said, Edwards' Credo, what I know. Number one, I have a bad disease, and I know it may kill me. Number two, I know all treatments involve risk, including death. Three, many people die from what I have, and I know the statistics. Therefore, there is no need for you to repeat the above. I've heard it many times from well-meaning people who feel it is the physician's duty to level with the patient on the dark side, particularly when I have appeared too hopeful at times. Good thoughts, friendship, advice, encouragement, hope, love, energy, smiles are gratefully accepted. Please leave pessimism, downers, bitterness, pity, and negative preachiness at the door without, of course, being dishonest. And also know that I know you can help me in a positive way if you want to, but remember that my life belongs to me, those I love, and those who love me. My wife and I are convinced that good medicine is more than just knowledge, skill, chemicals. We also believe in the body's mental powers and immunological abilities, as well as a spiritual. We need all the help we can get to bring all of these resources to bear on my problem and to help me. I have much to live for, and I'm trying very hard to do what I can mentally and physically to make my treatments as effective as possible. And I personally know people with what I have who have done well despite the poor odds, and I intend to also, by buying as much good time as I can for me and those I love. Perhaps we can do even more. That is why I'm here. Otherwise, I would not be. So there is hope in my heart. And do not, doctor, do anything to encourage its replacement with pessimism or bitterness, for it will invariably lessen my comfort and worsen my condition. That would not go probably well in some physicians' offices, but boy, did that ring true to me.
And you read that somewhere? You wrote
that? I wrote the intro to that, but that was something that I wanted to keep. So,
you were speaking. You don't have the just. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and I just.
You know, my philosophy on that when I hear you saying is, listen, in life, you either expect to be treated like the hot wings on the plate or the celery. Don't treat yourself like the celery.
Oh.
You, my friend, are the hot wings. That's what I go with. Expect hot wings treatment. Live a hot wings life. Don't live a celery life.
That came from being the PhD of the Waffle House in East Ridge.
Absolutely. If you're going to get the all-star, man. Come on.
Come on and just wisdom here at the last moment.
Yeah, I'm throwing a little bit of East Ridge. Nanny. Little shenanigans over there.
All right.
That
does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you very much for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World, and have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.